all are telling that he is only Saptharas. I don't believe. I know that one who has come to Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will surely come to Srimati Radhika. For Annakut, who has given? Sachidevi or Snam? इनका नाम लिख करके केयर ऑफ इनका सखी देवी केयर ऑफ
नवदीप
जी.
So does this mean that how do we pray to this compassionate nature Radharani? Does it have to be through her representative?
राधे बिंदावनाधीशे करुणामृत बाहिनी कृपया निज पादाब्ज दर्श्यं मह्यं तदीय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां च आशा भरै अमृत सिंधु मयै कथञ्चित् कालो मयाति गमिता किल साम्प्रतं हि पञ्चे कृपामयि विधास्यसि नैव किं प्राणै प्रजेन बकार नापि. I don't want to live my life. I don't want Bakari Krishna. I don't want to live in Vrindavan. Nothing. If you will not give your mercy, your lotus feet, then I don't want anything. So you should do Kripa. I am yours. I am only to yours. This I will also pray to Krishna. Shyame Rama Ramana Sundarta Varishta Sandarja Mohi Samajya Ganas Janasya. Shyama Sundara Shikhanda Shekhar Shmera Har Murli Manohar Aradhika Rasikamam Kripa Nideswa Priya Charana Kinkarito. You should do your Priyatama Aradhika's Kinkari means Palla Dasi of your Priya.
As Krishna.
Also to Krishna. You should give the dash of Radhika. So many. This is the Rachayanting. Sancharan Netra Lakshmi. Lashita Kurulithi Khanjari Dasya Khelan. हृदय मधुपवल्ल वल्लवाधी सूनु अखिल गुण गंभीरा राधिकाम अर्चयामि श्यामे रमा रमण सुंदरता वरिष्ठ सौंदर्य मोहि समज्जगत श्यामश्च बाम्बुज कब बद्ध कदाहम तान इंद्रिय विरल रूप भराम भजाम. ओ कृष्ण प्रिय श्रीमती राधिका, विल आई हैव अपॉर्चुनेट, आई विल बी सो मच but so much, so bhagyavan,
fortunate,
that Krishna has taken in his arm to Radhika. And Radhika is so much pleased because Krishna is under his control, her control. So, O Devi, when Krishna has caught in his left arms, and at that time you are feeling so much pleasure, will you give me darshan and will tell that, oh Kinkari, come on and do my seva. There are so many prayers to that. Also, Lina Nikunja Kahare Bhavating Mukunde Chitrayvasu Chitpati Sushira. That's how Mickey News. About a day, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 1 month, whole year will be taken in praying Srimati Radhika.
So a sadhak can make these prayers. A sadhaka devotee, he may make these prayers.
Pray and be bitterly. Jesus said, I will not drink, I will not eat, I will not do anything if you have no mercy to me. If animal is dying and telling that if Satsang Maharaj will come, then I will take water, otherwise I will die. What will you do?
I'll have to go.
You have to go.
Yeah.
Similarly, Srimati Radhika will have to come. সাড়ে চারটা তো বাজলো।
I want to hear about the difference between theoretical knowledge and realization. For example, I hear you say that the service of Radharani is the highest thing. I accept that, but I accept it as truth, but that I may not have realization. So what is the difference?
So much difference. Without realization, we are telling so. If there is something, a spark of realization, then we have so interest and we cannot live without it. Always waiting and always doing, like Narada in his last time, when Krishna gave in his spark darshan to him, right. As Billa Mangal is in his last time, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whipped and whipped in Gambhira, always beating.
So, realization means that you must have direct experience, or can it be just faith? If you have strong faith, is that realization?
No. We have Jnan, not Vidya. That is Vidya. Krishna told Chatushloki Bhagavat to Brahma, and he told everything. What is Brahma? What is Krishna? How I am? Krishna told everything to. What is bhakti? What is Mahamaya? What is Yogamaya? Rite artham jatpateta na prateta cha atmani jatham jathabhava jadgu rupa karma. Everything he told to Brahma. But so that he has no experience of all these things, then he gave something from his inner by eyes and gave her hand on the head of Brahma, and everything he realized at once. And then he was kritartha. Kritartha?
Realized?
No. Realized everything. At Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everything to Rupa Goswami.
Yeah.
But it was only knowledge. But he, when he gave his Shakti throne, his Shakti in his heart, he at once realized it. We are all telling everything by knowledge, by hearing. No experience. No experience. But when, by the mercy of any sincere Vaishnava or by Krishna himself or Chaitanya, then we will realize that. As we know that by drinking water, our this thirst will go away. We know theoretically, not practically. When you are so thirsty, and if anyone give you a glass of very good butter to you, and if you drink, then it is very good. as Nara told Vyasadeva everything in Samyaprastha Ashram to Vyasadeva. And when he told that, I have no realization, I have heard everything, then Nara told that you should, by practicing bhakti, you should realize yourself. And he told the matter. And then bhakti yogena manasi samyata
pranihite
amale apashyata purusham purti sa and realized how Krishna is, how his parikaras, and how jeev is going towards Krishna and from Krishna to back to Krishna to this year. And then what he said, wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Samadhi Bhasha for jivas. Jasya vai swimanayam krishne parma purushe bhakti upapadyate. Punsa so mom. Here upapadyate means bhakti is realized in heart. Then he will have to realize all this by practicing. We are Kid Darshan. And in minor way, Gaun, all will be pleased and come to you and give respect. They are bound to give respect, money and everything. This thing we realize, but not, Krishna is not giving us. But we see that we have now interest in hearing his past. At first it was not, but now we realize. In chanting his name, something comes, we realize this, but we still did not seek. We are not seeing Krishna playing on floats, crooked eyes and all these things. How he is vidagdha, how he is rashi, and how he is vaidaki lila. He is Lalit Nayak. We don't realize. But by practicing so, we can practically realize. If anyone has bhav, there are some proofs for this. Bhaktire Samit Sindhu it has been told. Shanti ra vyakta kalaktam vyakta
manasa. If you hear from a person who has realization, that is a way to gain realization?
Not at once, but after some time, by practicing and hearing and hearing. It will be realized. This is the way, but I have not realized. I want to realize. I have only a realization that now Krishna pastimes are so pleasing that I am feeling. His name is sweet. Up to some extent I am realizing something. I have also faith, full faith, that by practicing bhakti we can realize practically all this. But what I am doing, practicing how, it is no hope to realize. This is more and more and more. Like Bindu Mangal, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. No time in vain, not a single moment. What to tell about prem? If Asakti comes, whole life is changed. Whether it is summer or it is winter. Whether I have taken clothes or not. Whether I am naked or
full of this.
Whether anyone is doing apaman or samman. Always hankering for that Krishna mercy is not found. Always begin. I see that I have not success. No looking, nothing. No lamenting. I'm taking Mahaprasad and very sleep. I sleep. They have no sleep at all. They are sleeping and like this. No sleep at all. And remembering past times. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has expressed his all things. In Sikshamrita, Chaitanya Sikshastakam, Yugayitam Nameshena Chakshusa Prabhusaita means explained so marvelously. What he saw is the writing. Chaudike Sunna
Dharatam Chaudike Dekhi.
That further I am seeing Sunya Jiro. Always tears in eyes. At once I saw that Krishna is playing on his clothes under a kadamba tree and sing towards us in a bankim drishti. At once I ran towards him and at once he vanished. I was about to catch hold, and he was ek kadam and at last he. Then I became friend and body. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called to Kashi Sanyasi. How did he be cannot tell of you. That written something somewhere, we can imagine something. But actually what happened to them? No one can guess. As though we have no practical knowledge of this, but we yet you cannot live in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Why you run away? Why you come? I think that you are superior, then you are always hankering, coming. I prefer not to come, but yet. You are not saying that I'm such a Maharaj, I have written so many books, I am so honorable person. Everything. Giving in basket. What basket?
Trash.
Very honorable person.
Well, it's like you say, I realize that if you practice bhakti, you'll get respect. That's all I realize. I've learned that. But not that you get Krishna. So I want to learn that.
This is like a Madeira.
Wine.
Wine. Man becomes upset. What to do, what to not do, do everything. Anyhow, we should have that. This is something what greed. It does not. Vichar nahi karti. It does not. Thinks that whether I am qualified or not qualified. At that time, anyone cannot see. I want. Whether I am
qualified
or not. This is the symptom of actual greed.
Yesterday I was said, you were explaining how one who has prema bhakti, he will not leave Vrindavan for anything. But the gopis, when Narada Muni came and said, Krishna has a headache and the dust from your feet will cure that headache. They said, here is the dust from our feet and we will go to hell, but let Krishna's headache be cured. So it seems for Krishna's pleasure, they will go.
Very good.
Out of Vrindavan.
It means not. That it denotes that they will never go.
What is the real meaning of what they are saying?
Only they want to die, they want to live, they want to do anything if Krishna had some pleasure. Only this meaning. They don't want to live in love. Why they don't want to live in love? Everything is telling the history of Krishna. Everything are Uddipak for Krishna to go. All the trees, all the latas, all the dust of Vrindavan, Jamuna, Govardhan, all the trees, everything, deer, cows, everything. Remembering Krishna. And if they knew that Krishna is not so anandi, not pleased, if we live in Vrindavan, they can live in Vrindavan also. But they don't, they know that by living in Vrindavan, Krishna is always pleased. Anyhow, Krishna is always here in Vrindavan. Any questions? More?
I have one more. Our spiritual master used to say that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said a devotee should finish up your business in this lifetime. Don't come back for another birth. But you have explained that the goal of Gopi Manjari Bhav may take lakhs and lakhs of births. So, but we like to hear this urgent statement, finish up your business. So, how can we develop that urgency while on this path that takes so long?
There are two kinds of bhakti, ambition. Worldly and Gulok Brajdhan. Both are wishes. I want to be satisfied by these worldly worldly things. Bhog Vilas, all these things. And second is to serve Radha and Krishna. As a gopi, gopi bhava. Both are ambitions. But only this ambition of tasting world and bhog and vilas are called ambitions. Not to serve and Radha Krishna is ambition. But yet both are ambitions, kamana. We want to one that every wish other than Krishna should go out. Then, and but yet this is gone thing. Gone, you know?
Gone.
Minor. But our root ambition is that we should serve as a gopi to Radha and Krishna. Up till then, this wish is not fulfilled. If I'll have to come here and go there and come here, we are ready to go. In the association of Vaishnava, we cannot go at once in Golok Vrindavan. First, all worldly ambitions should go away. Then, by the association of Vaishnavas, we will be interested in up to Asakti. And then Bhav will come. And you will have surely to come in this world if you have Swarup Siddhi. After Sarva Siddhi, you will have to come. And after Sarva Siddhi, for Vastu Siddhi, you will have to go in that Brahmand, very Brahmand, where Krishna is appearing. And that in Prakat Leela, you will be the associator of that Krishna Nijajan, gopis. And then we will go in Vastu Siddhi. So after that time, you have to come as Gop Kumar. It is seen in a book only. It seems that a day he attends that stage. But I see that so many Brahmans came and went. So many Brahma went and came and went. After that he got that stage. Because he himself became Brahma.
Yeah.
He went in also in Siddhalok, Brahmalok, Sadashivalok, and in Vaikunthalok. And from he returned, again went to Ayodhya, again to Dwarka, again he returned. In the meantime, lakhs and lakhs of Brahma were transferred here. And then he went to India.
But Maharaj, he didn't know clearly. He's, you know, he's Sai Baba. He had some kind of idea, but he didn't know.
Who?
So, Gop Kumar.
No, he has idea.
He has idea, because
he has returned from Vrindavan.
Govardhan.
By the will of Srimati Radhika. As his Gurudev,
yes,
he came. Gop Kumar was ordered for this Govardhan Vipra.
Huh.
So he has everything.
He had everything and he still had to come so many times.
And he was telling his history that he had had to come so many times. And again, to fulfill the wish of Srimati Radhika, he has to.
He didn't need to go to Swarga, he didn't need to go to, you know, Hippalai where all the sages are. He could have gone to Braj immediately.
Mm.
So what is the difference? Everybody has to do like that?
No. Someone will have to cross all this one by one.
Exactly.
But those who accepted bhakti, they will go at once there.
So then we don't have to wait for so many Brahmins.
No. But we'll have to.
But we'll have to.
For association of
Vaishnavas,
Manushadhak, and Siddha Parikar. Also, you'll have to wait for Parikas. As Ajamil was led to Vaikuntha by these four Parikar of Vishnu. But everything will arrange Krishna himself or Radhika. If you are dependent on them.
Kali Yuga is a very dangerous age and it gets worse and worse. So if we come back, it may be very difficult.
It is Kali Yuga that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and you have come. In Satyug, no mercy on you. But in Kali Yuga, you have mercy. In Satyuga and Preta and Dwapar, we could not realize these things. Mahabhav and Rasaraj, we have not heard. No word will come. But we are so much fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates. Chaitanya Chaitanya, we are seeing, all the books are seeing, and his pastimes we are hearing.
But Gop Kumar didn't have these things. So, in one way, we could do it faster, could we?
Certainly, we are more faithful,
fortunate
than Gop Kumar also. Because he only went to Sakha, but we have not gone anywhere. But our goal is fixed that we should go to that. उन्होंने भी भिन्न अवस्थाओं को देखने के लिए दिखलाने के लिए ऐसा किया. You know?
Yes, I
know. Oh, this is still.
That's something you can use.
Keep it and you should take.
I'll keep it 2 days. 2 days. How many days?
From tomorrow, after giving Thakurji, then we can take.
Okay.
On Ekasi, you should not use till. Whether it is Satila Ekadasi, but yet you should not use. I'm going to.
One more question. We are hearing from you about Radha and Krishna and we are becoming inspired. But in our deity worship, when we do puja, personal puja, then we become somewhat confused what is pratikul, what is anukul. And we are always thinking how to do this so it is, and many questions come. Now, last time you said it is best to worship Giriraj as Govardhan, as Giriraj, as devotee. So now I was thinking the main worship is to offer Tulsi and Chandan. But if you worship as devotee and offer the Tulsi and Chandan, what should your meditation be?
You should think.
I should.
If you give Tulsi in my tea, it is wrong. And if you give Tulsi in my mouth or on my head, is it opposite or Siddhant? If you put Tulsi in your spiritual master hand or head, is it Bhakti Virodhi?
So she is offering to Krishna.
No, no.
We give Tulsi to Gurudev. One can give it in the feet of Gurudev, but it is opposite to Bhakti Siddhanta. It should not be. It will be aparat. But if we offer Tulsi to Gurudev, you can give Tulsi as you give it to Gurudev or any Vaishnava. If you offer me Tulsi, it is given to Krishna and you are giving in my mouth. Is it contradictory?
No.
So we can give it to Giriraj like this. And if you want, you can give him Hare Krishna also. Then we'll have to think that we are giving in the feet of Govardhan. But everywhere Govardhan's feet and mouth everywhere and head everywhere. So you should think that whether we are giving it, offering in the feet of Govardhan, or in the mouth, or on the head, or in head. So it depends on you. Know how.
Maharaj, you can offer to Krishna and then offer to Giriraj.
Hmm?
You can also offer to Krishna and then offer Mahaprasad to Giriraj.
All depends on our own mood. If your mood is good, it will help you too. The mood can giving that we are giving in the face of Govardhan, then it means that he is Krishna.
Mm.
And if you are in a mood that we are giving in the hands of Govardhan, he will give it to Krishna. We offer Tulsi to Gurudev, but not in feet, but in the hand, on the head we give him. And we give it to Tulsi also here also. So both can be done. It depends on the mood. I'm unjustified?
Right.
You never give flute to Gurudev.
Huh?
You never give flute. Can we give flute to Giriraj as devotee?
We can. We can. But not ordinary person should be. If they are like Manjari, they can. I will think that I have stolen this bansi from Krishna and I am going to my Guru Manjari and she will give to Vishakha and they will laugh saying, Krishna, where is your bansi? So in this mood we can do everything. All things depends on mood. But the sadhak should be of highest, not lower. They will do upper. If anyone gives bansi in his guru hand, it is so pleasant. I will tell that O Guru, Gurudev, not Gurudev, O Prime Sakhi, have I stolen?
You hide it.
And Krishna is so sati, you should hide yourself. Then he takes and does like this. No harm. But if you think that our Gurudev will play on any devotee which has not gone up to bhava avastha, they cannot imagine that this bansi should be given to him. But after that, if he has mercy of Manjari, then he can have that.
One question.
What?
There is this story of Rupa Gavirash that he offended Krishna Priya Devi. You know, in the life story of Vishwanath Chakravarti, she got the Shila that Das Goswami used to worship. You know the story of
Rupa Kaviraj.
Rupa Kaviraj. And then we are reading one translation, one compilation of this. And Rupa Kaviraj offended Krishna Priya.
Krishna Priya?
Krishna Priya Devi. She inherited Das Goswami's Shila. Krishna Priya. She of brother.
Where you have read this story?
This is, we're reading in some compilation by some devotee of ISKCON. And we want to know if this is good. So it says there that Rupa Kaviraj was in Prem Avesh.
Huh?
It says there that Rupa Kaviraj was in Prema Avesh.
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 In Prema?
Yes. And then after he offended Krishna Priya Devi, then he fell down. Is this possible?
It doesn't sound possible. I have not heard anywhere.
He was giving Bhagavatam discourse. He was giving Bhagavatam lecture.
Who?
Rupa Kaviraj. And then she was chanting constantly.
Is it in any authentic book?
I don't know.
I have not.
You don't know.
I heard. I have heard of any Rupa Kaviraj that he neglected Jahnava Devi.
Oh, it was Jahnava Devi. Oh,
and he different. Told that you are Ati Badi.
And that's why he fell down.
And that is why he left.
Became,
aside,
yes.
And he warned all Vaishnavas not to associate him. That idea. But not that story. Mm.
So this is probably not.
I have not, I cannot say because I have not read in any authentic book.
Okay.
You can show if I can. So.